excuse.gov.
I can with some good news, good story about things. Sometimes they're straight from the shoulder story. Sometimes there's an account of something that's kind of weird, like this would-be bank robber who was foiled after he went into the bank, went to the door, and the guy said, stick him up, and the fellow in the bank said, sorry, we're closing. Just pulled out.
Please come back tomorrow with your gun, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, right. I thought that's the story. The guy came in with a note for the teller, and it was on a ripped piece of paper. He said, this is a robbery. And so the teller put down the security curtain and told the man the branch was closing and he'd have to come back again. Police are looking for the man.
That's
it
like one of my.
I'm happy that at least they do that to people with guns, too, because sometimes when you go into the bank, you just, you know.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bank robbery stories is the guy who pulled up to the drive-thru.
Yep.
Sticks a bomb in the canister, sends it over with a note that says, give me all of your money or I'll detonate the bomb. The teller sends the bomb back with another note that says, go ahead.
Make my day.
Yeah.
So what does the fate of Borders books say about Amazon, the Kindle, the Barnes & Noble? Borders never developed one of those readers like the Barnes & Noble people have, right? And those are the two competitors, Borders and Barnes & Noble. Aren't those the two big commercial bookstores? Yeah, put all the little bookstores out of business. And I have no much, I shouldn't say this to sound harsh, I don't have much sympathy for Borders. I don't have much sympathy for any of these big companies that put a lot of small companies out of business just so they could grow bigger and fatter and they could move up the stock price and take a lot of, I don't know, there's something about this way of doing things. When we go from free enterprise to unbridled capitalism that bothers me. And you'll hear later today, and it'll be in the newspapers tomorrow morning, that Borders has filed for Chapter 11. They have been able, for a long time they sort of confused that. I always wondered, am I going there to eat? Am I going there to read? What am I going there to do?
I mean, all these bookstores now have a coffee shop cafe. But
right.
I think where Borders went wrong is Amazon came out with the Kindle, and so Barnes & Noble competed with the Nook. Mm-hmm. And Borders just kind of
didn't. Right. Yeah, they just they're trying to restructure, refinance, and all that other stuff, which always happens. Stock price went down 33 cents. If you own a stock of Borders, it's worth 25 cents right now.
Mm.
25 cents. And I think at one point in time, Borders Books is worth 24, 25, 26 bucks a share. But the interest in these bookstores, people can get the stuff online, man. That's changing everything.
Yeah, but the kids, we still take the kids. And hey, like Peter,
to the library. Do you take them to bookstores or do you take them to the library?
We take them to both. We take them, it depends on the book. We'll take them about once a month and they go to the kids section. They'll just spend an hour in there just kind of looking at different books.
Yeah.
And I know people like Peter here. He'll go to the bookstore, you know, once a week and just spend a couple hours roaming through books and whatnot. And that's kind of fun to do, yeah.
But at least with a Barnes & Noble store, you can either go to the brick and mortar or you can do the online thing with your Nook. But I have to bring up the side note. Have you guys ever had issues when you go into a bookstore?
Issues like what?
You mean like you have to go to the restroom?
The bathroom?
Yeah, there's something about a bookstore that brings out that in me.
Really?
It's a good thing they have bathrooms at those places. I don't know if it's the smell of the paper or the coffee brewing. I don't know.
I used to go into bookstores a lot. In fact, I used to give a lot of books. My daughter loves to read, and I would buy her books all the time, her birthday, Christmas. I buy books for Brennan. Brennan is a selective reader, but a good reader. Most of the people in my family are readers. I Megan used to say she never saw anybody that read as much as I do. I don't read books, though. I read a lot of other things that kind of keep me up to date on what's going on. It's there's a purpose to my reading. I don't read for fun. There's a purpose to pretty much everything I do. I have fun. I have fun. The end result of my work is fun. For example, this program is fun, but getting ready for it oftentimes is not. It just depends on what's going on. Sometimes I spend a lot of time getting ready. Sometimes I don't spend any time getting ready. Richie's happy to remind me of that when something doesn't work quite right, which, you know, happens from time to time. But let's face it. We have become, and in the main, a non-reading society. We've become a video society. We play with video games. We watch video on television. We go to the movies. But we don't, many of us, read books anymore or read at all. And I wonder what toll that's taking. Do I sound like some old curmudgeon when I say that? I think it just is. Richie's wonderful in that he's encouraging his children to read because that's really where the knowledge is.
Do you think it's because Twitter and Facebook has us eager for these quick little snippets that we don't have the patience anymore to sit down with a full book to read it?
I think we have been, our country is being, I was going to say metastasized to a certain extent. We are being broken apart in terms of intellect by the dumbing down, and I think that you can make an argument that it's done purposely in schools. Why would you take away civics lessons if you didn't want kids to know how the government worked? Music and art are things that develop the brain. You know, that music, you may not be able to sing, you may not be able to understand stuff, but the knowledge of what music is about, music is the universal language, as corny as that sounds, it is. So taking that out of the curriculum is a really deceitful way of taking away a major brain developer. And you could say the same thing for art. Art gets to parts of your brain, whether you're an artist or not, understanding and appreciating what art is. And I think music is an art. I'm more prone to be interested in music, frankly. Music did wonderful things for me through my life.
Yeah.
It really has, from when I began singing when I was in the junior choir in church to being very close to music when I first got started in my career in radio, to singing with a choir at Heidelberg. Music is very, very important.
Yeah, I'm trying to set up a thing downstairs where the kids have a piano. Sean has a guitar already.
I saw that in the house.
Yeah, I want to buy drums, where they can just go down there and play. And whatever they like to do, they like to do, man.
Yep. And then we are so focused on the meaningless foolishness. You could take all these tools that are around us and still have them used for things that are important or have value, rather than have every one of them filled with foolishness. There was a time in our life, and I'm sure we can find all of our lives, that life was serious and on point. And people say, well, you got to have some fun.
Yeah.
You do. You do need to have fun. But life can't be all fun.
Sure it can.
Life means, well, in purpose you can have fun. But it just, maybe I didn't say it quite the right way.
Yeah, you are the perfect example of you don't do anything that isn't fun. You enjoy your job,
But everything I do has a purpose. I am on purpose all the time. I'm actually always thinking, okay, how can I make this work so we get to the next step of something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is true. Thank you, Rich, for calling my attention to that.
No problem.
14 past the hour. Let me call your attention to something that is of primary importance to men of all ages, but especially when you get to be Richie's age and a little bit older, and those of you who have been trying various ways to keep your body healthy. This hour, we spent a lot of time talking about health. Dr. Ken will join us in a few minutes. There is this continuing saga of people. I saw a story again in the newspaper. I'm reading the obits in the L.A. paper, and there was a local fellow who was running one of the divisions of Sony, who died of prostate cancer at the age of 56.
Oh,
God.
That's criminal.
It really is. The big issue here is, how do you let this thing take over your life? The fact that you haven't had a checkup, get that exam, the fact that you haven't been feeding the prostate, this is criminal. This affects everything in your life.
It's so easy.
I was talking to my friend Julian Whitaker, I haven't spoken to for quite a while, over the weekend. And one of the things we were talking about, I have these PSA numbers and what to look for. He says, forget the numbers. You just have to make sure that you have a checkup every year and that you are feeding it well. Feed your prostate well. You want the all-natural dietary supplement that contains all these special ingredients that help improve and sustain your normal prostate function, then you want Super Beta Prostate, and a free bottle of it is available to you right now if you call 800-607-7078. You heard me right. A free bottle of a product that helps you sleep well, make sure that you have healthy urine flow, make sure your love life keeps going in the direction you want it to go in. See your doctor for a checkup. Start taking Beta Prostate with all the things, the saw palmetto and the yohimbe and 900 different things that are in it. Just really take note of not necessarily what's in it, but what it does for you. So many millions of people have started on this and stayed on it. You know it has to work. So why not you? 800-607-7078. Small shipping and handling charge. Only thing you pay. Free bottle. Get yourself started on the healthy way to protect your life and the love life that you love. 800-607-7078. Good message for Valentine's Day, in fact.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way. Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms and conditions.
God. All right, so Charlie Sheen gave some odd advice to baseball players here in L.A. Went to the UCLA baseball team.
Yeah.
So weird.
He gave some, says, stay off crack, drink chocolate milk. Yeah, Charlie. Just like you. And
I'm going to listen to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Go.
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Doug.
Surprises.
Get your ass right now. I hate you too.
Some anger. Richie, can you fix it so I don't feel like I'm shouting over all this stuff? Can we do that?
You want to hear the music? Or?
Well, I'd like to hear myself tell the story. Anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow here with CeeLo Green. I don't know where this... Jennifer, what's this from?
CeeLo Green had this song. This is actually F You, Not Forget You. But they changed the word for radio play. So there was a lot of controversy about it because of the name. But it's actually a really good song.
It's a good old-fashioned type music. But obviously the words got him in kind of trouble. And they even featured it on the morning shows last week.
Mm-hmm. Really?
On the televised morning shows, yeah.
So this performance at the Grammys he did with Gwyneth Paltrow and the Muppets. Don't know where that came from, but
nice.
Funny.
Yeah. Is it, I'm sure every parent wants their children to be watching the Muppets and be having them associated with something like that. Oy. Katy Perry brought her wedding to the Grammys. She performed Not Like the Movies, and some of her wedding was shown in the background. You're going to see that when you play this back on your DVR later today, Jennifer. Is there too much being made of her, too?
Katy Perry? No, she's pretty good. I mean, she's very of the moment.
You know, what I'm... I just am reading some reviews and listening to some of the cuts. I didn't see the show last night because it was on after I went to bed. But what I'm getting here is all of this, the references to God, thank God for this and thank God for the art. So many of these people think that their careers are part of a divine plan, and it bugs me a little bit. I am a great believer in God, as you know. Because I think it's overdone. I think it's just playing like pap and pablum to the audience. I don't think they're sincere in it at all. I think it's just a bunch of hooey. It's too frequently.
So it's not that you don't think that they are lucky enough to be in the position that they are, that they should appreciate God's input. It's just that you think that they're doing it because that's what they think they should be doing when they get up on stage there.
Exactly. I think that plays to, depending on the genre of music, I think that you hear all of this stuff as a part of, oh, my God, thank you, thank God,
Like when the when anybody in football scores a touchdown, they get down on two knees and tap their chest and point up in the air. How about Dolly Parton? You think she's sincere about it?
I do.
One thing that I'm very interested in, and I didn't get to see this, is John Mayer, Nora Jones, and Keith Urban perform Jolene as she gets the Lifetime Achievement Award. This ought to be really interesting.
Dolly Parton gets the Grammy Lifetime Award. Combination of Nora Jones and John Mayer with Dolly Parton and Keith Urban's on this too.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. You know what else was pretty interesting? Lady Gaga apparently came into the Staples Center in an egg.
Yeah, that was weird.
She is weird.
She's like an alien egg. Not even. Yeah. It was just weird.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So she performed, though, Richie. I think you could play cut 14:27 performing Born This Way. She was hatched out of the egg. Gwyneth Paltrow, why doesn't she, if she wants to sing, why doesn't she sing with her husband, the guy who runs Coldplay? She's singing all this country stuff.
I know.
Why didn't she sing with Chris Martin? She's no country girl. Cut it out.
She is country on the movie screen.
At 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. By now, you've probably heard about the new full-body scanners and enhanced pat-downs at airports. But if you're dealing with some special circumstances, do you know your rights? For most traveling adults, going through a full body scan hasn't been that big of a deal, but you always have the right to opt out. The alternative in those cases is, of course, the pat-down procedure. But in the face of all those controversial pat-downs, the TSA has already backed down and now offers children a modified version of the pat-down that's less invasive. What if you're traveling with a pet in the cabin? Don't worry. You'll simply walk through the old-style magnetronic scanner while holding your pet. Last but not least, what about those travelers with special medical conditions? If you're unable to stand for several seconds at a time, or you can't raise your hands above your shoulders for the scan, the pat-down becomes your only option. But you do have the right to have it conducted in a private room with a witness of your choice. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If your hospital lies over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why TravelGuard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a TravelGuard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. and begin to see a different world.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Work with us.
It is a good day. Going to muddy up the waters here, but as I said, Valentine's Day quickly will turn into celebration of President's Day. I get such a kick out of this. God bless these people who color our lives as interestingly as they do. At DougStephan.com today, so we have suggestions on Valentine's Day etiquette. We have a lot of coverage of last night's Grammy Awards. We also have something, Richie, that I'd like you to get the there's an audio piece there the Statler Brothers did a song called Do You Remember These? And with it at DougStephan.com are some slides, a little cute movie recalling some of the things that you and I, even Richie, and people younger grew up with. So if you have that, there's a it's just a kind of a neat thing that people we'll go back to video of the day and the audio of the day. Actually, one of the videos of the day is a cab driver in Brazil who does a pretty good job of Michael Jackson singing Billie Jean. That you might want to check out, the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Our poll today asks what your plans are tonight. Are they for romance? If they are, great. If they aren't, okay. The discussion of what's going on in Egypt and the Middle East? If you look at the morning newspapers today, you'd think there was nothing else in the world going on. Although some of the things, I have to tell you, Jennifer, are pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. The pictures in Egypt have gone back to the era of Gamal Abdel Nasser, who I remember was a contemporary of Eisenhower. When I was a kid growing up, he was the leader of Egypt. And then it was Sadat, and he was killed, and a lot of people thought that Mubarak might have been involved in the killing. Mubarak was his vice president. He became the president. And of all the modern-day crooks in the Middle East, he's probably been the best at stealing money, fixing it so he and his family got pretty much a tribute from everybody and everything. Anyone doing business with Egypt had to pay the Mubarak family in order to do business. And it's not even that bad in Saudi Arabia or some of these other countries. But it is also interesting to see how this thing floats. You go back through history and all the unrest, you wonder about this. And but it's just part of the human condition for things like this to change, continue to change, and we wonder what causes the rise and fall of some of these people. I'm looking at pictures of Mubarak shaking Obama's hand, shaking George Bush's hand, shaking Ronald Reagan's hand, shaking Shimon Peres, the hand, Bill Clinton is just looking at our recent leaders. Here he is with Netanyahu. Just a very interesting reality. And I think the pictures are more important. The history, and then let's study what it is that he brought. The people who say he was a friend of America. He isn't a friend of America. He's a friend of himself. He was ripping off. We give them $4 billion a year in aid. The Israelis get the same amount. They get more aid than any other countries anywhere in the world from us. And it's just our check to them so that they stay in line and keep connected to us. That's all it is. And he put it in his pocket for the most part. Pretty disgusting, actually. All right, Richie, did you get the stuff from the Sadler brothers?
No, you say it's on the site in the video section?
Yeah, no, it's in the check. There's a box that is just before. If you go along the front line of what's new at DougStephan.com, you'll see, do you remember these? I think it's the third box over, and the audio goes with it. All right, if you don't have it now, it's okay, because I want to talk to Dr. Ken.
Okay.
Anyway, but then we'll dig it up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see it. Yeah.
22 before the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. A lot of things are happening medically, so it's nice to have Dr. Ken and get a little bit of time with him. He always loves what he calls FaceTime. Dr. Ken loves FaceTime. He always gets worried that we don't have enough time for a lot of the important things that are going on in the world of medicine. So here we have the opportunity to get caught up. And I guess the first thing that I wonder about, the story of the Playboy Mansion and the use of these very unhealthy, these misters. Who the hell knows what grows in these things? All that heat and the moisture. You hear all these stories, Ken, about the government. We have the FDA trying to look into this and that and the other thing. So why is it nobody's ever looked at these things? I can't imagine anything that would be less healthy than things that are moist and full of bacteria, or they're dirty. Wouldn't you think that would be a perfect place for all this growth, this grub to grow?
Exactly. There's some sort of mysterious flu-like respiratory illness that developed after a party at the Playboy Mansion. It really sounds like, to me, like it's something like Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah.
Or there's a milder form of Legionnaire's disease that's called Pontiac fever. Sounds to me like that's the problem.
What is that, by the way?
What kind of virus and bugs, that's a good question, Jennifer, grow in that stuff?
It's a type of bacteria that just will grow in air conditioner systems in warm, moist weather.
So what kind of bacteria would cause? I don't know. Did they ever find?
Legionella is a bacteria. Yeah. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania during that famous Legionnaires convention. And I believe it was about 1976. It was the summer of 1976. I was just after finishing my freshman year of medical school.
I remember somebody calling it Pontiac fever, and I never understood that.
Pontiac fever is a weaker version of the same illness, similar bug. It's just not as strong, didn't kill as many people.
Oh, all right.
So and it is caused by a bacteria. It grows in warm water like hot tubs or fog machines.
So what do you get? Pneumonia?
Yes.
What kind? That's what it is.
You get
right?
A horrible infection of the lungs.
Yeah. And by the way, part of this, there's a Fairmount Hotel on Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica where the Playboy Mansion was part of the party, and then the rest of the party was held at this Fairmount, so they're checking that out as well. But that stuff always scares people, and I wonder if we have enough information, because they say information is king. In this circumstance, that there was the Legionnaire's disease was in the hotel in Philadelphia, but there also was a ship, wasn't there? I mean, even recently there was a ship that came back to shore.
It's become a more common illness than we expect. This does it has occurred numerous times after the famous first incident in downtown Philadelphia.
Yeah. So what should be done to prevent it or avoid it? How do you fix this?
You need to clean out those compressors that are involved in the air conditioner systems.
Yeah. All right.
Maintenance.
Yeah, okay. Just keeping things clean.
Correct.
You and I often have a discussion on the air and off the air about the vaccines.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Well,
here comes.
I got a friendly email over the weekend about that.
From whom?
I think I sent it to you. A woman who was very mad at me that I didn't come down extremely hard on you when you had me as a guest last week in the final hour, and we were talking about this unfortunate teenager that died of a heart attack, and you just kind of slipped in your opinion about vaccinations of children, and I failed to stomp on you as I usually do in a polite manner, and I got this really incredibly hostile email from a woman saying I have no more credibility because I did not pounce on you immediately.
Wow.
And I tried to explain to her that I didn't want to get off topic.
Wow.
All right, so here's a new book that's out called The Panic Virus, written by Seth Moonkin. Simon & Schuster has published this, 429 pages, about the difference between real science and the science of fear. All right, so I'm interested in this because I'm interested in always giving you a fair shot. Well, I have my moments. You know I have my moments. When it comes
this deals with autism, doesn't it?
Yeah. Have you seen the book?
I've heard a little bit about it. I will remind myself right now.
One of the things that the book takes in its introduction, it says, if you're already convinced that vaccines cause autism, that vaccine-preventable infectious diseases no longer threaten children's lives here and abroad, and that certain modern anti-vaccine gurus are motivated by nothing but tender concern for your family's health, this is not the book for you. It's called The Panic Virus. He says, if you want to learn how a perfect storm of angst, deception, and reckless media fanfare led to years of backlash against childhood vaccines, step right up. Book also has, in the first chapter, the first line, a lie will go around the world while truth is pulling its boots on. And so it goes through this story of vaccines, and this guy, by the way, is an editor for Vanity Fair. They try to differentiate between the hard news and the soft news here, what they call dishonest and irresponsible news versus that which is based on data and science.
That seems pretty good.
Well, but this is, you know what they've done here? They've taken that English study, which was completely bogus, and they keep twisting it and turning around like every bit of research done was done by these guys in Britain, and it's just not true. And so you can say what you will. There's nothing in this book, although it does present the other side, sort of the side that you stick to, and this lady that was very annoyed at us. It sticks to that, but I'm still... I'm a skeptic, and I can be a skeptic, and I can be what some people call irresponsible. Just because you call me irresponsible, that doesn't mean I'm irresponsible. Over the years, a lot of people have called me a racist. So you can call me whatever you want to. A homophobe, you can call me anything. It doesn't mean that that's what I am, but you might get that perception by listening to this. So if you believe one thing, swell. That's the road you take. I don't happen to believe that. I think the vaccines are dangerous, and I don't think that they are... necessary, especially if you're exposing your children. What happened before all these vaccines?
But let me point out that Doug and I don't agree on this matter, so I don't get more email.
Go ahead. You pointed it out. You want to point it out again?
People live to the age of what before these vaccines, Dr. Ken?
Sure. Yeah.
Not
12.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's amazing. You go back to...
Go ahead. You can all make fun of me.
I'm making fun of you. I'm just stating facts.
No, bull. That's
what was the expected life expectancy in 1776?
77, about 48, 49.
35.
How much?
35.
35. Okay.
How old were you back then, Doug?
No.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just funny that they asked you. I was just wondering if you were there.
Exactly. Yeah. I had vaccines. You can see what did good for me.
And people are wondering, you know, I walk the walk. My daughter had every single vaccine. I just asked to keep the thimerosal out of it.
Right.
The mercury.
We did the same thing.
But my daughter has had them all. She continues
to have them all. But that's the irresponsible part of it.
They don't. People don't. The average person doesn't know that there are two different kinds. And the doctors.
Well, the good news now is these only two,
most of them don't have. You would be hard pressed to find.
Exactly.
Dr. Ken, back me up on this. Whenever I walk into the doctor's office and I say, "We'll make sure that we get the thimerosal free version," and they say, "We don't even have any with thimerosal in them anymore."
Only the flu vaccine continues to be with thimerosal. Don't
Sorry,
ask me
guys.
Why.
Which we don't
no
get.
No sale. You can talk till you're blue in the face. Help yourself.
You still think every single one has thimerosal in it?
I still think, no, I didn't say that.
Or just the vaccines in general are still dangerous.
The vaccines themselves have become a cult fiction.
Doug, hypothetical, if you had a young infant today, would you have them vaccinated?
He did.
You know what I would do? I would put them on raw milk. Everything that they need is in the raw milk. Every single immune enhancer.
Now you just get yourself out there in the barn and you get yourself some raw milk.
Continue to sound like an ignoramus, Rich. Help yourself. All farmers sound just like that.
Doug, what is that opinion based on? Do you have
your opinion
of substituting raw milk for vaccines?
Because everything that a child needs, everything that we all need, comes from our mothers or nature's design, and that's the raw food, the raw, in this case, raw milk, but raw food directly from the source will prevent any or all of these things. If you have a person...
Disease comes from nature's design, too.
Now, would you shut up?
I'm going to shut up. I can't debate you on this?
You can, yeah, but
I
the way you
kids.
Debate me...
I can't give you an opinion?
No, your opinion is always trying to make me sound like the fool.
It is
and
not.
You're the smart one. Yes,
my
it
opinion is just
yeah.
stating some facts,
your
and
opinion,
if it makes you look like a fool, you can need a better argument, mister.
Okay, yeah, right. There we go. That's it. So anyway, raw milk and the foods of nature are aimed at adapting your body, or your body adapts to them, the same way that any other stuff. You know, these things that are made of chemicals, that is not of nature. The things that are of nature are that which is pure, and raw milk is the purest form of what comes from a healthy body and goes into a healthy body, or helps to make it a healthy body. I just think that we're too artificial.
Doug, is there a large series of children who have grown up on raw milk without
vaccines?
Yeah,
there is. I don't know where to send that information to you. I don't know where it comes from, but I remember reading it. As a matter of fact, part of what I have put in the store where we sell the raw milk is the enhancement. And a lot of parents come in who have not given their children. I wish I did better.
Ken, and Doug, you've done this plenty of time. You've been to third world countries, and you ride down the roads, and you see that most people have a cow tied to the fence outside their house. Wouldn't you suspect that most of their kids grow up on raw milk?
I don't know if that's the case.
Like in Colombia, when I ride down the rural roads of Colombia, everybody has the chickens and the cows sitting out in front of their house, and that's where they get their eggs and their milk from every single day.
They get eggs from a cow?
But if the animals are diseased, though, doesn't that pass on to them?
What's that?
If the animals are diseased in those third world countries, wouldn't that
pass on? If the animals are diseased, that's why you need pasteurization. The reason that you have raw milk comes, if it's probably, there are two kinds of raw milk. One for pasteurization and one to be sold as raw milk. The raw milk in its purest form has all of the things in it that you need to sustain a strong immune system, which, let's face it, is what wards off disease. If you have a great immune system, that's why you have a healthy body. And the vaccines and stuff are meant to address what we don't do in our lives. It isn't because of childhood vaccines that we live to be 86. It's because of lots of other things that we do in our lives, whether it's pumping iron to help our muscles or our skeletons stay fit. I mean, all kinds of different things. It's overly simplistic to say we live to be 86 because we take vaccines when we're children. That's pure ignorance.
But we could all sing the song, I like vaccines.
Yeah, you can do that. All right.
You're ignorant, Dr. Ken. Get out of here.
Yeah, right. But don't go away until we talk about Medifast.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to give my daughter vaccines.
Hey, help yourself. It's all right. To each his own. My children had vaccines, but I didn't know when they were children it would have been something that we might have argued about. And Tony and I never really argued about much of anything when it came to the children. But it'd be interesting to see when my daughter and son have children, what they do in the vaccine department. Meanwhile, Medifast is helping lots of people like Richie and Jennifer lose weight. MedifastKen.com. If you go into the whys and the wherefores, Ken's looked at this. He really thinks it's a great way, a responsible way for you to lose weight, right?
Make your Valentine happy. This is a way to help them lose weight, get down on the diet they want. This is a desirable diet. It's easy to live with. You'll be happy. You'll keep the weight off. You won't yo-yo. It's a lifestyle. Doctors, thousands, tens of thousands of doctors across America advise us. I advise this is a healthy way to keep it off.
MetaFastKen.com is the website. Enter Dr. Ken, save $50 when you sign up for MetaFast.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Visit Barracuda.com.
Remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
That's Dooley Wilson, who played the role of Sam in the movie Casablanca, which has been named the most romantic movie of all time by critics. That's because today's Valentine's Day, and we're talking about that sort of thing. Chucker, did you do a nice job remembering, thinking about your wife this Valentine's Day?
I hope so.
Yeah. What did you do that was special?
Well, actually, we took my five-year-old daughter to see the new Justin Bieber movie Saturday night. She sort of begged us to go. Actually, had a good. I surprisingly, I liked the film. I thought it was pretty well made, and you know, despite the fact I'm 45 and not really in his demographic, there's a lot of different ways you can look at the film if you're an adult. I was sort of fascinated by the way he was handled, by the amount of people surrounded him, his handlers, his vocal coach. That stuff was really pretty interesting.
So does he seem like a good kid?
He does. I mean, the film was certainly edited at a point where there's not a single iota of negativity, nothing to be found in that area, but he comes across as a very likable, humble, decent kid. Hopefully he'll, won't turn out to be another Lindsay Lohan or Charlie Sheen, as he gets older. But I don't think he will. I don't think so.
All right, let's hold our breath on that. Lots of movie news.
I wanted to say one thing. The 3D really does work for concert footage. I was very impressed. It looked very good in the 3D process.
Yeah, really. More 3D. Yeah. You think you've been pretty, though, you've been pretty outspoken about that. Some of it.
I have. I don't like it in normal storytelling. But, you know, for me, my wife, and 5-year-old daughter, to go see a 3D movie, $38 for
us. Whoa.
Wow.
About a big.
Woo. And popcorn and stuff, by the time you're done with that, $50, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Woo. That's pretty stiff, especially for Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Where do you go out anymore and not spend $75?
Hard to do it. It really is hard to do it. Unless you go with me, Richie, and I'll buy you a $10 breakfast. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know.
A good deal? All right, Chuck is going to have the results of the weekend at the box office. Let's see how the new Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler comedy did over the weekend. Valentine's Day and all of that good stuff. It's the romantic weekend stuff that probably made it. We'll see about that. And some movie news coming right up here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight and Cindy Rowe.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her our repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, our repair was no cost to her.
Windshield chipped? Visit any of our 16 locations and we'll repair it. No appointment necessary.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
All right, there. Let's get at this and see what we have for results. What do you have, Chucker, for the weekend? Top five.
Okay, Doug. Adam Sandler's Just Go For It opened number one, $31 million. He continues to prove he's one of the few people in the business who can consistently open a film.
Yep.
Justin Bieber's concert film, Never Say Never, $30.2 million, placed second. Guam and Juliet, an animated film, third, $25.5 million. The Eagle, fourth. And The Roommate ran out the top five, Doug.
All right, there we go. Top five movies for the weekend. Valentine's.